Sound mark?
Doesn't need one.
So while Lexan had revenues of 150 million last year and profits of like 6 million. Wow. That's pretty good.
Okay, yeah. And they're going, that's your IPO?
Yeah. So there's so many that are coming out.
How many shares did you get?
Well, I have to bid on it today. But there's so many that are coming out that are like revenues of less than a million and losses of like 5 million. You know, that's
Is
pathetic.
That bad?
Well, I don't want their IPO.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, I thought maybe we should get down to business. We've all been given our spec sheets on a particular car. And we have to choose one out of these five cars to be our public relations vehicle for our investment firm. So, I thought we should all just discuss.
I think these are all really bad choices.
Really?
Yeah, so do I. I think these represent the wrong image. They're sending the wrong message.
You think every one of these out of
every single, every all, single, all five, five,
all
five.
Think,
they all send the same message. Well, they're all two-seat convertible sports cars.
Yeah. That's
almost
right.
All.
Well, yeah, the Mustang has a rear seat, but big deal.
Well, I think that's the wrong image for an investment bank. You want stability and safety, and you don't want flashy, like, zipping around the corner kind of thing, you know?
Okay, so as we look at these things, we can determine what is more flashy. Like, we can leave off the roll bars, I suppose.
I think just the model is wrong. Don't you want something like a town car or a Cadillac or...
Yeah.
Or maybe a Lexus.
Yeah, an Infiniti or something.
Quality.
Well, yeah. our firm's going for a new image these days. It's changed its normal, stable, and secure image, and it's going for the younger crowd.
Young and risky.
Right.
Risky and might lose
and
all your money crowd.
But
they don't have as much money as the rich, older people.
These.
The old conservatives have all the money.
Yeah.
So are we
That's
going
we
to
go
invest just in derivatives from now on? Or
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay.
That's what these cars are saying today.
My car.
These people read Tiger.
My car is a 2001 Mercedes Benz SLK.
That's probably the best one among the choice.
And what about it?
Mike Schneider, what do you have?
I have a BMW
Z3. Z3, 2000.
Correct.
You,
yes, that would be a 2000.
Audi TT.
I have a Porsche Boxster shorts.
Porsche.
What do you have, Mike?
Yeah, Porsche.
I have a 2000 Ford Mustang.
Now, there's a big advantage of the Mustang. It's American.
Yeah, but it was
international.
Yes, that's
interesting. There's a lot of international investing going on.
There's one American car in this group of five.
Well, who's our market? Have we looked? Are we looking at only in the U.S. market? Are we looking at?
Are we an internet?
Well,
are we a multinational
our
company?
Are not all
Don't
American.
We have? Yeah, exactly.
Right. So the nationality shouldn't matter. What's the and what's our segment? Are we targeting younger?
We're changing our
the demographic
from the old rich people to the younger
we're
less
we're
rich people.
We're changing our aim.
That's who we're.
We're going for
the
younger
new rich.
Well,
what's
the new
rich?
But what's going to happen to whatever older people, the ones who do have, as Michael said,
well, there's another group that handles. No.
The other companies? You mean our competitors?
No.
Is that who you're talking about?
This firm, they'll be
the ones that are going to take all the money that we would be getting.
So
this one company is going to be sending multiple messages about the company.
That's very, very confusing.
Like
channel conflict.
You get different.
That's
different
not a good idea.
You give them different presentations.
It's not what they taught me in business school.
Yeah.
Many years ago when I went.
So, Nils.
So the Audi comes with the first aid kit.
Really?
That'll be good when we crash.
Well, 180 horsepower is standard. There's also a 225 horsepower.
And that would be a six cylinder.
Can we go on the web and pull up some new car profiles?
No, we're just
going to
use these, actually. We're just going to use
1.8 liter. One of the things I find that's pretty unusual here is the Quattro option. Like, is four-wheel drive. Now, Pittsburgh's a pretty sloppy place to drive in the winter.
It could be useful.
Anybody else have
I don't have four-wheel drive.
You don't have four-wheel drive on yours?
I don't think so.
No?
I mean, it's a kind of a surprise.
But
a
web...
I think I have rear-wheel drive.
I have the six-speed manual overdrive transmission by Kenworth.
Mm-hmm.
Kenworth? Mm-hmm. I think they made...
I've got
tractor trailer. Yeah.
So how many
who wants a 6-speed?
How many of these cars are we
it has side airbags.
Buying? Are we just,
we're
buying
just one?
Just one.
It has side
right,
airbags.
This is only for that that group of younger.
And can we just like garage it?
We're gonna use it.
Are we gonna put the name of the bank on the side?
You meet somebody for lunch.
Actually, we will because we want to. Let them know what car we're driving.
So,
you know, I have no idea.
This is where your interest money goes.
Okay.
So you're going to meet a client for lunch. You're going to
pull up in your Mustang or something.
That's right.
With the name of the bank on the side. That's going to look great.
Now we were a racing company. People are going to be so impressed. That would be okay. Yeah, but,
people are going to be so impressed.
Okay, I have a 5-speed automatic overdrive transmission. I also can get a 6-speed manual on mine. I think...
What do we care about the difference?
I think it's important if we use a manual transmission. What about you guys?
Because I don't think
it matters.
I don't think the people outside the car...
They're not going to be driving it, and so they're going to be the passenger, so what the hell do they care?
I think the manual transmission will give us better gas mileage.
Yeah, that matters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're going to spend this much
really
money in a car.
We're really tight about gas money. Well, yeah, we can't afford the... assuming
no one's going
30 miles to the gallon.
Let's buy a Hyundai. I mean, really.
Assuming no one's going to grind gears, having a manual transmission's got the advantage of makes you look more like you know what you're doing.
Doesn't make you look a little cooler.
If you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you grind the gears, you look like a rube.
If they don't want to invest with you.
Of course, with a six-cylinder, it might not be so important to have the manual transmission. I think if we do get a four-cylinder, then the manual
four is the four-cylinder?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think it matters.
It's
So
they're not going to look under the hood either.
It's torque that matters.
So, Michael Bett.
Yes, sir.
But I'd rather have four than six cylinders.
You have the Ford Mustang. What engines will that come with?
We can get a 3.8 liter, 190 horsepower, all the way up to a 4.6 liter, 320 horsepower.
Wait, the 3.8 liter has only has 190 horsepower?
Yeah.
My 2.8 liter has 193 horsepower.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. And
my 3.2 has 250 horsepower.
Which inappropriate car is better?
What, 3.2 has 250?
Oh. It's a six.
They're all inappropriate, so it doesn't really matter.
You
didn't really give us any options.
I got a 2.7, 217 horsepower six, and a 3.2, 250 horsepower six.
Hmm.
That CEO of Merrill Lynch is a pretty dumbass kind of guy.
Well, let's see.
Weren't they bought out by...
It only got a 63% rating, mine did.
Really?
Yeah.
I think...
Mine had about the same.
I think... Because 66. We are giving this risky image, it's important to have some safety features. I have airbags with my car.
I have side airbags.
Why are you so concerned with the features? Are you thinking that like your investor is going to come up and look at your car in detail?
It's an image.
I don't think...
But the image is just by look at the picture.
That's the image.
Car
wouldn't occur, it's important that
the airbag don't have anything to do with the image.
Are you planning to drive many customers around?
Yes, that's why this is such an important meeting.
We're going to have to get more than one car then, I think.
Somebody says
Ford would be great for driving under a semi.
Right. Some guy says, I'll listen
the airbag will do
listen
real
your
good
sales
there.
Pitch. If you take me out to lunch, you've got 40 minutes. You know. You whiz up.
Money does usually transfer like that. You're not going to buy somebody to invest in your company.
It takes time.
Sure.
Okay.
So, I'll bet we've all got airbags, right?
Yeah, I'm saying, right. I'm sure we do.
I'll bet we've all got
do we all have driver
passengers? I have side airbags.
It's
standard.
That's on BMWs.
No, it's airbags are required.
Well, yeah,
they've been required since 90s.
Not
on the
side.
Passenger side, right?
No,
I have passenger, driver, passenger, and side.
Is it
like on the door.
Yes. Yes.
I thought that was on the
yes.
No, they changed that.
No, it's required.
You have to be in the back. You're supposed to put your kids in the back.
Oh, I
so they're 12 years old or something like 100 pounds or something.
And they go in the back.
Yeah, you put them in the trunk then.
Put them in the trunk. Okay.
Just drive them to the roof.
Yeah.
All right. Side. Oh, you know what? Actually, I do have side airbags.
Sure.
Nils, what about
yep,
you?
Yep, sure.
You have none.
I suspect we all do.
No, I don't have side airbags. But I have the cheap car.
Yeah, it's an American.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Here to give Dan a hard time.
Then I think...
Why in a convertible would you even list a sunroof as an option, even if it's not available?
Yeah, no, that's the variety. Research people had a column for everything. They're probably using some kind of, standard.
We have many sharp turns in this city.
Which city?
Are we only driving this car in one city?
No, but I figure primarily the car will be driven in this city.
Pittsburgh?
Or San Francisco, maybe.
Yeah. What? Where is our?
Where are we?
Oh,
are we?
Isn't New York really the place to be for an investment bank?
New York.
Yeah. Or
I was going to say, if you look out the window, you would see Liberty.
Or maybe San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Silicon Valley. You could almost
buy
this.
Well, that's VC.
That's no, we're definitely in New York, guys.
You sure you want to be in Silicon Valley?
This morning when we woke
it's
up,
in New York? Okay, so in New York. Yeah. What we really need is like a yellow taxi cab.
Yeah, they go everywhere.
No.
Then we can drive up on the curbs. Nobody mind.
Yeah, sports cars are really good in Manhattan.
There's a lot of open road. You can really let the let the engine work itself, you know, rev it up high.
Okay, I was just going to talk about the handling.
And I love the quiet ride.
Because we would really
yeah, you do a lot of high-speed
right,
turns
we'll be doing
in New
a lot
York
of high
City.
Speed to impress our customers.
Sure, you realize we're all going to get fired for choosing one of these cars.
Traction control.
That's okay.
And then we're going to like we're going to take our customers tearing around New York and scare them, and then they're going to fire us, and we won't get any commission.
You have to
so.
Judge. You have to judge each customer on minute to minute.
Minute to minute.
Yeah.
Oh, he's turning green now. Now he's going to yellow.
Right. Okay. You wanted to know about
and
other stuff.
Sheer white.
Yeah, I was thinking about handling, but
I've got traction control.
Yeah.
I'm not actually, frankly, I don't know what the electronic stability program is, but it's
sounds
in there.
Good.
Yeah.
It's probably
yeah,
a good thing.
It's a marketing ploy.
We're not supposed to know. We're just business guys, but that's okay. It sounds
yeah,
good.
Yeah, we want to know about what the appropriate car is for.
Mine has steering and suspension.
Didn't you have cover this in your MBA school, Michael?
Yeah, sure. This is completely inappropriate, sending the wrong message.
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely the right message for the target we're...
No, actually, no. It's completely the wrong message for the target audience.
Mm. Well, our boss, he told us it was the right one, even though we think
well,
it's the wrong one.
I've been reviewing some of the sociological...
The boss
we want to break out of the box.
That's right.
We want to break out of the box.
We want to break out of the box and not have any customers.
Okay. This is America. Bosses, you know, they need to know when
anyway,
they're wrong.
Anyway, there is a
right.
task. There is a task before
power
us.
Power to the workers.
And your input, if we trim it down to a couple lines worth, is that we have to keep in mind a conservative image among the choices available. Now, would
there
you
are many
there
other choices available. I think
our choices have been so circumscribed that we really don't have anything to work with.
I agree. We definitely need to keep it conservative.
Oh, you're just a yes man. You're just pandering to the boss.
The fact that the American
your nose has been turning browner every day since I met you.
Now, the fact that the American car is
so
cheapest,
are you, Niels.
Does that mean it might be a little more...
It is looking a little brown.
If the American car is the cheapest, is it also the most conservative?
Not necessarily.
No.
The Americans just happen to be a
it might just
race.
Be a piece of junk.
Yeah. Well,
no, it could be. That's why I want to
raise. That's not a good investment.
The child safety locks. I think that would be a good thing because
think.
If our customers happen to have children.
Oh,
it's a two-door.
It's a two-seater.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to care about that.
You only have child.
They might hold them in their laps.
Did you graduate
that's really
from high
dangerous.
School?
Yeah, that's good.
No, I got the GED.
Yeah, it's showing.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I think I don't want to be the one to take the heat for this. This
no, I'll definitely I'll take it. It's okay.
Oh, okay, you got it.
I'm ready to get fired.
Toyota.
So, Michael Bett, are there any special safety features on your car besides the airbags?
No, the airbags are pretty much it. It's a sports car, yeah. i.e. sports. Safety
it's not
feature.
A Volvo.
I see. What about you, John? What about that Porsche?
Yeah, safety feature, yeah. Bail out.
What, yeah,
the ejector seat.
Nothing.
No?
No.
A standard transmission comes on that by default, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have ABS, if you want to count that.
Yeah, but most people have
they
ABS.
They don't give insurance discount for that anymore.
They don't?
No.
Bastards.
Because it doesn't stop you any quicker. You just don't leave skid marks for the cops to measure.
But you can steer while you're stopping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't lose control. That's the advantage.
System. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a big advantage.
All right. I mean, just in general.
They're kind of fun, too.
We're giving the wrong image,
I
but...
I pump them.
Out of all
there's
these
no
cars,
so
which one is the worst?
You admit we're giving
the
wrong
image.
Screw up technology.
So why don't we make a recommendation outside this box?
We can't.
Why? Sure
why?
We can.
We can't.
Why?
What will happen
that is not a reason.
He said this is what we have to do.
Fine.
No is not an answer.
That's not an answer.
That's not an option.
Okay, what do we want?
We have to
do
the best we have.
I like a town car.
That might be a little too conservative, though. Maybe
well,
something like
how
a Lexus.
How about one of the newer Cadillac? Oh, Lexus is
perhaps
good.
A stretch Lexus, something like that.
Yeah.
Nah, stretch.
That might be too,
that's too
luxurious.
Yeah.
How about a Crown Vic?
You can just get like a four-door, you know, a Lexus sedan. I forgot what.
Yeah, Lexus sedan wouldn't be bad.
Four-door.
The most expensive Lexus, whatever that is.
Yeah. That's says sporty, and it still says...
tasteful.
Right, exactly.
Okay, well, more than one of you are for a Lexus. Why Lexus?
It's they're nice cars. It's got a good reputation.
It says quality.
It says quality.
It's
It says expensive. You have to have money to buy it.
Okay, now but
it says success.
Success.
Those are fairly general terms. It's okay. It's roomy and. It's going to have more comfort, right?
Yes, comfortable.
Comfort,
you can fit your fatter customers in with these.
We're going to have
a lot of fat cats.
It'll fit the lifestyle, the demographics for the Lexus. Probably closely parallel the demographics for the...
A lot of white males.
For our Merrill Lynch customers.
Why not a Mercedes?
Mercedes would be okay.
Fine. That's fine.
Yeah, a good Mercedes.
Yeah.
Same rationale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got a sporty sedan.
What about a BMW sedan?
That's fine.
Be okay.
Any one of the sedans. I mean, the sedan.
Sedan would be better.
Better image. A nice four-door.
Four-door sedan.
And from American that's cars. You said town car.
Town car, yeah, but it's okay. It's a little like
stuffy.
Your grandfather would have that.
So I mean, the
Mark
Lexus.
Mark 9, whatever they're.
The Lexus, Mark 9.
The Lexus probably has wider appeal. It'll appeal the wider age range.
Whereas the Cadillac.
Cadillacs are primarily bought by people over 65.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Cadillacs and town cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. Okay. Well.
See, that didn't take us any time to make that decision.
No, exactly.
We haven't made a decision yet, though.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
At least three of us have.
No, when you guys are talking about the sedans,
is this a vote? Is it at the end? Do we take
this as
a ballot?
We're coming to the end.
So you guys were talking about those sedans.
What color are you like? Like a midnight blue?
The blue is good, darker color. You know, black is probably okay.
Metallic. Has to
you
be
think
metallic.
Black, says, black says too much power?
Yeah. It might be too... I don't know. That's not... I mean, you want an investment bank that's tough and is going to go after what they need.
How about a silver gray?
Silver gray would be all right.
Black is too cliche. Yeah,
but definitely metallic, maybe. So it glints the sun just right.
That's good.
I don't suppose anyone would consider, just for the sake of argument, a dark green.
Moss.
I like dark.
On a Lexus?
No.
Oh, that's so what we're going with Lexus.
Yeah, we're going with Lexus.
We like Lexus.
Lexus is fine.
Lexus
I
fine.
Think they're all comparable cars. Yeah. You're not going to make a mistake.
Well, but if you're going to make a recommendation, you have to actually say something.
Okay,
Lexus.
It's popular.
Right. Yeah.
And now earlier somebody said, just get the most expensive model. I don't think I like the sound of that.
No.
We would
have to look at the actual model.
Well, you would get the Geo Metro.
Do you know the models? I forgot the
LS400, I think.
Okay, fine. I don't remember.
What engines do those come with?
Big.
They're
big and bigger.
Can you get it with a four-cylinder, or is it only six?
Four-cylinder.
You can't even run the air conditioner on a four-cylinder.
I'm out on a big LS400.
Let me turn over here to the internet that's right next to me, and I'll check.
At least
guys,
six. I'm sure it comes standard with eight.
Four-cylinder, it's still a three-liter.
It probably comes standard with eight. This is a big car.
I understand it's a big car. I just want
to
explore.
We don't need to worry about the engine size. Trust me on this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to have more than adequate engine.
And we can get this for under $40,000.
$40,000.
It's comparable price range.
Yes.
Because one of the issues he made clear was he wanted, even though our prices are pretty flashy, he wanted a conservative price. And
not a problem.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Well,
cheap.
We'll be in the same price range. See, the top end of this one is
$37,000. Yeah.
Well, I'm up to $49,300.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh.
That's you can get the best Lexus they've got for that. I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leather interior.
Sure.
Well, leather and leather velour.
Sure. And probably child safety locks because there is a back seat.
And we still have child safety locks. Okay. I don't know they come with that standard.
We all agree on leather, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. I don't know. I'll just be the devil's advocate here for velour because it is a little more comfortable, especially in the hot sun, even with tinted windows.
Well, but we're going to have it. We'll be in.
We'll have this garage.
Doors.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to bring it up just for argument's sake.
It's really good that you say that. Really good to say.
It's a good point.
Because
if
you shave a few dollars, which is good for internal.
I wasn't even thinking of shaving dollars. That's true. I was just thinking of comfort.
That's true. And you can have a practical, hard charging reason to shave the few bucks. I'm not telling you that's why you do it.
You just like to save money.
I think we want to say first class to our customers.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely first class.
And we definitely want an automatic.
You want an automatic?
Definitely.
I don't think an LS400 would even have an automatic.
Probably not even an option, and more people can drive it. And besides, we're driving in Manhattan. You don't want a manual in Manhattan.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I go through a lot of clutches.
I really lean
towards
automatic
the automatic only, though, anyway.
Yeah. I lean towards the automatic.
Yeah, you would assume.
Because you don't want somebody to screw up in front of a customer.
That's true.
And, of course, we all can handle it. whatever these things, but we're not the only people.
We'll have ABS, we'll have side airbags, we'll have all the good features.
Yeah. Maybe more classy choice than
yes.
Has to have the car set up for the cell phones. And
mm-hmm. I assume the CD player is standard.
I believe so. Yeah,
but they're not going to be listening to
windows?
CDs.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Keep well, with air conditioning, you need it.
Now you can really overdo the tint. And like,
well, we don't want too tart.
Well, we're not going to get the gangbanger tint.
Right, right.
I mean, that glue-on cellophane
I know,
stuff.
Right.
No, let's get that sparkly stuff.
Oh, yeah.
When the sun hits it, it's like iridescent.
We'll get some cheap-looking gold trim we can glue on the side.
Or the neon lights.
Some neon underlighting. Underlighting is pretty cool.
And the license plate frame that looks like a chain.
Yeah, we'd be a really hip investment bank. We could get our names spelled out in the underlighting. So it would shine on the sidewalk.
And we have to get the suspension adjusted so it rides about that far off the ground.
Get the real skinny tires.
Speaking of which, do you want a vanity plate?
Yeah. Oh, certainly. Merle. Yeah, get Merle. Yeah. Merle 1, Merle 2, Merle 99.
Yeah, we could do that.
And maybe you should start with number 36 so that people think you've got a huge fleet. Okay.
No, they'll say you totaled the rest of them because that's the lowest number you came with.
So, vanity plate's a good idea.
Vanity plate's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
It's moonroof? Sunroof?
Sure.
What do you
do? Moonroof. Mm. I think it's... We can check on the internet. Do you want me to pop over here and check and see what's available?
We'll check after the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely moonroof.
Were we going to say that?
You lose a lot of headroom, though. That's what I don't like about this.
For tall people. Well, we just want to market to tall people.
Tall people are more successful, so they usually have more money.
It's true.
So I think we do want to cater to them.
Ticked off short people.
No, there are plenty of studies.
Yeah,
absolutely. I know. I'm kidding.
We want to make sure there's adequate headroom for all those 6'6" investors that we're going to be squiring around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And boxers and football players, basketball players.
They're very tall.
Yes, extremely.
Well, let's see. Interior colors. Now, while I didn't want to go for a black exterior because it's too cliche, I think you need a dark interior
because
maintenance, easy to clean, stuff like that.
And we got a whole crew.
Yeah.
Let's go with George, it's been taking care of our fleet for years. He can do it.
White leather, I say.
Ooh,
all white interior.
White
shag carpeting.
White, not like tan. Tan's nice too.
Do you really like that?
Yeah, I like tan leather.
Tan would be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it make it a little brighter inside?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Sure.
You don't want it to be oppressive.
That's right.
Yeah.
Black and black.
Yeah.
On black. That'd be good.
Yeah. We're going to take you
and tinted windows.
Black tinted windows.
Yep. Yeah,
gun rack in the back for your for your Mac 10.
So the majority agrees on a lighter interior. Is that what we think?
Yeah, sound like a tan.
Tan would be okay.
Talk me into
tan.
A beige.
Yeah, beige tan.
Okay.
Aviator gray.
Black color paint.
Oh, no.
I thought we wanted gray.
Black.
I thought we wanted gray or something.
Silver gray was
silver,
a good choice.
Silver.
Yeah,
silver.
We could go with that.
Yeah, metallic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. CD player comes standard. AC, of course, comes
aluminum wheels.
Sure.
Aluminum wheels?
I don't know. We'd have to look at them.
Yeah.
They can look
see what kind
cheap.
Of wheels, yeah. They have to look dignified.
Yeah.
To go with the car.
Probably the wheels that come with it will look pretty good.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well, we can go to Joe's Custom Wheel Shop. You know.
Yeah, I'm sure they've got something cool there.
Alloy.
Yeah.
Something ghetto.
Make sure we get sprayed underneath. Keep the rust.
The rust inhibitor.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's a ripoff.
You think
it is.
That's what Consumer Reports has been saying for years.
Really?
Every place has gone bankrupt that has, it gives a big guarantee.
Any of the market actually makes your car more susceptible to rust.
Because they poke holes in it.
Yeah.
What do they do?
Yeah, they have to poke holes in it to spray the stuff inside it.
Yeah.
You're
better off not getting it. Yeah.
That's a
But the only thing good is undercoating because it deadens the noise.
No, they said that was a ripoff too.
Well, it does deaden.
Just for deadening noise, that's all.
All right.
Don't buy a noisy car.
There's always road noise. It won't be a problem.
But there's always road noise, different highway types.
Yeah, but the more nice cars are quiet.
Yeah, they always are, yeah.
Lexus is very quiet.
Yeah.
I assume that.
Now we have to settle on what brand of windshield washer fluid.
I like the blue kind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, actually, Presto makes a green kind that isn't bad.
Really? Yeah. I've never tried it.
I'd confuse it for coolant.
Yeah, but yeah. If you pour it in your antifreeze, that'd be bad.
Well, we did come to a decision.
I guess this meeting is adjourned.
Well, I think it's good that we came to a decision, though. We'll approach the big guy. And
so he's going to go to the big guy.
His name is the big guy.
Yeah. Tell him about our choice.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do okay. that.
Let's do a recap here, real quick.
Okay.
Going with the Lexus. Port,
Lexus.
Big engine?
Silver gray. Biggest fucking engine they got.
Yeah.
All right, so this is going
to be top of the line. Silver gray top of the line all the way.
All right. Yeah. Light interior.
Tan interior.
Tan interior. Tinted windows?
Tinted windows.
Oh, definitely tinted windows.
Not too dark. CD player.
Moonroof?
Changer. No, we want the tall people, so we're going to go without this. No.
Yeah, we're going
to. Not the sunroof or the moonroof.
Yeah, we're going to do without that because of headspace.
Oh, okay. And,
Oh, you want to make sure in the front if they have electric or power seats because of the adjustments.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get electric if that's an option.
Okay.
Yeah.
Electric seats.
Mm-hmm. Some have
get even electric rear seats too.
Yeah, some even have lumbar support, like an inflatable thing for people with back.
Front seat heating, we'll probably want that.
Definitely.
Those are nice options.
And side mirror heating.
Yeah, definitely. That's good too.
I forgot all about that. That's good.
I'll give them our proposal.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
all right.
And then you'll say, if you they didn't want any of the cars I picked.
If you want me to go with you, I'd be happy to do that.
I'd feel more comfortable if you did, actually.
Okay.
Mike gets FaceTime.
Let's go do that now.
Okay.
You big wuss, Dan. You tell the boss.